Well, thank you, Frank, and good evening to wrestling fans here. Final evening of wrestling here at the XL Energy Center. Just kind of for the sports fans in our area that know wrestling, Paul Kuznick, who is a wrestler of mine, just happened to stop in, and he's standing right before me. We're kind of visiting right here now. But anyway, Zach Brown's third-place match is coming up here. The match before him is down to the third period, about 10 seconds left. It's a 4-2 match, unless there's some scoring going on here. This should be the end of that match, coming down to 3-2-1, so it's not going to go overtime. Ooh, a lot of fans thinking there should be two there, but there wasn't. At least I don't think. Nope. And a little upset person there. But anyway, Zach, now we have a wrestler going off. He's not shaking hands. Not a good scene there for the match before Zach Brown goes up. Zach Brown will be wrestling Aiden Horner. He's out of Tracy Milroy, Ballatin, and I know Walnut Grove, and I'm not sure of the other W, but it's a lot of hyphens through that team's name. But anyway, Zach Brown will be wrestling. They're just going out to the middle of the map. These matches are 2-2-2, even though they're consolation. They're medal round, and they are 2-2-2 in length. Aiden Horner was the number 3 seed coming in, so and the team was in the championship. So I'm sure Aiden Horner has been here. There's a good outside leg single by Horner. Already he has Zach Brown in a precarious position. Drops him down to his hips for a 2-point takedown for Aiden Horner. So right now it's Horner 2-0. Really went in real quick on an outside leg single and finished it. Zach didn't really have any counter. It was just a definite control of that leg. Now he's going for a near arm ride right near the out of bounds. I don't think the referee is looking. I don't think it'll take much for him to go out of bounds. Now Horner tries a roll through, but as he does the roll through, he literally goes right out of bounds. So a fresh start for Zach Brown in the middle, down 2-0. Minute and 16 seconds left, first period. There's a good, hard, near-arm chop by Horner. And Horner, I'm thinking he's looking for probably a tilt here. Just on, he's got a arm bar and a far wrist, and that usually means that most wrestlers are looking for a tilt move for some back points, but Horner is just using it as a ride right now, trying to work the head over. Zach just trying to keep his base and try to come up, but a lot of strength by Horner. Horner is a ninth grader. I'll tell you, some of these kids that are underclassmen in this tournament, you can't believe the age that they are. Now, there Horner is trying to do a roll through. He's got total control of the upper arm with an arm bar. Horner lost in the semifinals in the other bracket at the same time when Zach Brown lost. Zach Brown got stirred. Oh, and there's a fall at 145. Boy, Horner just showed some power move there. It looked like an innocent, just a near arm bar ride. And all of a sudden, he flipped Zach Brown up onto his back and ended up with a pin. I mean, and it was solid. So a lot of strength there by the freshman. And Zach Brown ends up in fourth place in the state tournament. And that, and Zach is, he's kind of looking at Coach Hansen like, what happened? And just very unfortunate. I'd like to have seen Zach wrestle a full match there. But Aiden Horner out of Tracy Milroy, Ballatin, I'll just say that. And there's a Walnut Grove, and like I said, there's another W in there. But he just showed some power moves there where he flipped him over onto his back. And once Zach went to his back, there was no, you know, the bridging or anything. It was just solid, and the pin was called at 145. So Zach Brown season comes to an end. Good job by Zach getting on the podium. Fourth place, I'm sure he wished he was on a higher level on the podium, but nevertheless, awards will be later in the evening, and Zach can be very proud of his efforts down here, and he's only a sophomore, so I think for Zach, he's going to be looking at the future and what he can do down here. Just some other placers for our section real quick here. Ethan Hendrickson at 106, he will be going for fifth place. Zach Brown just took fourth place. If we move up down the line here, Carter Sorensen at Boston Bagley at 132 will be going for fifth. Owen Novacek lost in the semifinals and then won a consolation. So at 145, he'll be going for third place. Chandler Mooney is one of our few finalists, still undefeated, and he had a tough semifinal match, but he will be going in the championship tonight at 152 from Roseau. At 160, Caleb Vasura, he will be going for fifth place from Badger Greenbush Middle River. At 170, Brett Graham from Frazee will be going for third. He won his wrestle back round. And then we jump all the way to 220, and that's a rematch. Dominic Vasura and Luke Tweeten, who are really the number one and two ranks wrestlers, and they were seeded one and two coming into this tournament. They are meeting for, I don't know, I want to say about the fourth time this year for the state championship at 220. And those are our place winners from our section. So this has been Rod Olson reporting. Wish it would have could have been a little bit longer broadcast here. But Zach Brown, like I said, had an excellent tournament, ended up in fourth place, and got pinned with a 145 by Aiden Horner out of Tracy Milroy Ballaton. So, again, this has been Rod Olson reporting for KROX from the XL Center in St. Paul.